I don't think I need to announce the spring has come.
我不用告诉大家春天已经来了。
Today we're going to start from Mark chapter 14, verse 26 to 42.
今天我们念的是马可福音十四章二十六到四十二。
Verse 26, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the mountain of Olives.
他们唱了诗就出来往橄榄山去。我们一起跟着念好不好？
You will all fall away, Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
耶稣对他们说：“你们都要跌倒了，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。”
From time to time, you read the Bible, it always come out like it is written.
我们常常读经，常常想到说，经上这样说，经上记着。
And then you compare to Jesus' action, it's 100% according to what it was written.
然后你在考验查下耶稣的作为的时候，发现他的作为完全是遵照经上所说的。
Then we learn that he followed Father's instruction 100%.
那我们就知道耶稣是跟从神的神父神的旨意是百分之百的遵从。
Because of this moment, the scripture said, "I, that means God Father, will strike the shepherd, and the shepherd was Jesus."And the sheep, that means disciples, will be scattered.
So, 这里就是一个很好的例子。这里说，我要击打牧人，我是指父神。牧人指的是耶稣，羊就分散了，羊指的就是门徒。
So that Jesus kind of prophesied to the disciples to let them know what is coming up.
So, 耶稣在这里对门徒预言说将要发生的事情。
And then you will see Jesus follow.What the instruction in the scripture?
接着我们就看到耶稣是如何的遵从经上所说的一切事情。
Today, I would like you to focus on two persons. One is Jesus, and the other one is Peter.
今天我请大家专注在两个人身上，一个是耶稣基督，一个是彼得。
Verse 28, but after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
二十八节，我们一起念好不好？但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。
How about English group? Let's start verse 29. Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not."
彼得说：“众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。”
Verse 30. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered. Today, yes, tonight.Before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，就在今天夜里，鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。
Verse 31, but Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same.
彼得却极力地说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。众门徒都是这样说。
Have you noticed there is a verb repeat over and over again?
您有没有注意到有一个句子，有一个动词一直在重复重复重复。
What is that one?
那个动词是什么？
I will not.
就是我不会，我总不会，我总不能。
The word is will.
英文的意思 will 就是我不会，我绝对我不会。
See, Jesus said, "I will go ahead of you."
耶稣是说我在你以先会去。
Peter declared, verse 29, said, "I will not."
那彼得这里就说我总不会，我绝不会。
And then verse 30.Jesus said, "You yourself will disown me."
然后接着三十节，耶稣说：“你一定会三次不认我。”
And verse 31 said, "I will never disown you."
然后我们就看到三十一节，耶稣就说：“我绝对不能。”
So it's emphasized so many times, especially from Peter said, "I will not."
所以我们看到彼得一再的强调，他说：“我绝不会，我绝不能。”
If you have a follower like Peter, would you be pleased?
如果你有一个像彼得这样一个门徒跟随你，你会不会很高兴呢？
Because Jesus prophesied that everybody will fall away from me.
因为耶稣预言说每一个人都会遗弃我，弃绝我。
But Peter said, no, not me.
啊，彼得就站起来说，不会，我绝对不会。
I will not.
我绝对不会，我一定不会。
So what a strong word coming from Peter.
所以彼得讲的话真的是掷地有声啊，斩钉截铁的。
From the Bible, we learn that there are three compositions of men.
那我们从圣经我们看到人一共是三种东西是合成的。
First is called spirit.
一个是所谓的灵。
And the second one is called soul.
一个是魂。
And the third one is body.
然后就是体，肉体。
And we'd like to more emphasize on the soul.
我们今天要特别加强的是关于这个灵魂方面的。
Soul actually composed with mind and heart and will.
那我们知道魂就是包括有思想、情感和意志。
Actually, these three portions represent you yourself.
其实这三样东西就代表了你这个人。
You try to reflect what your mind.
你心里会想一些东西。
And your heart.
你心会感受一些事
情。And also your will.
然后你有这个所谓的意志力。
So Peter, he kind of generate or try to focus on his will.
那我们知道彼得他就是专门就专注在他所谓的魂的这一个领域上面。
Because will always relate to our decision.
因为意志就代表我们的一种决定，一种选择，一种决定。
And from what Peter has said, could you interpret it or to see what Peter looked like?
所以你从彼得讲的这些话，你可不可以想象出把这彼得这个人可以给他想象出一个什么样子呢
？Was he a proud person？
他是不是一个有点很骄傲的人呢
？Because Jesus said, "Everybody will fall away from me."
那意思说每个人都要跌倒了。
But Peter said, "Not me."
彼得就说我一定不会。
And the tone is, you can sense that he is a macho guy.
那我们就知道他是一个很男子汉的那种声音讲出来说我绝不会。
Today our youth will call him very cool.
我们今天的年轻人会说他是很酷。中文怎么讲？很酷，很酷，对的那个字，很酷。
Okay. And through what we have discussed that he.Try to show that he got a strong will.
So, 大家想表达就是说，你看我的意志力是非常强的。
And once I have made the decision, that decision will never change.
我一旦决定了什么事情，我就绝对不会改变的。
But the Bible gives us the truth.
但是圣经就告诉我们真相了。
In Romans, it does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
罗马书九章十六节，据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Over there, it depends on man's desire or effort. Actually, that is depends on man's will.
所以看到这些定义的、奔跑的，就代表人的意志。
Maybe the wife can check the time that your husband pursue after you. They have said many, many times, say, "I will."
那我们各位做妻子还回想一下哈，当初你先生在追你的时候，他说了多少次的“我会，我一定，我绝对
”？Even the sun become dark and even the moon disappear, but my love for you will never change.
海枯石烂，此情不渝。
So over here in Roman.It's stated like not depends on man's desire or not depends on man's will, but on God's mercy.
所以这里罗马书就告诉我们说，不在乎你这个定义的，也不在乎那个想要奔跑的，只是在乎发怜悯的神。
So actually, Peter has already made up his mind, and he present his strong will.
所以彼得他已经心已经定了，他那个心已经定了，他的说已经是有很强的意志了。
But because it was written that when God the Father strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
所以但是因为神的定义就是你我要击打牧人羊就分散了，已经是神的定义了。
So we will see.
So 我们看着办吧。
Okay, verse 32. Now we have already seen Peter. Now let's see Jesus.
所以我们刚刚看到彼得了，我们现在来定睛注目在我们的主耶稣身上。
Verse 32, let'sGo together. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray."
32. 他们来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼。耶稣对门徒说，你们坐在这里等我祷告。
Verse 33. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to deeply distress and troubled.
于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过。
My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said to them, "Stay here and keep watch."
对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候警醒。
Now there is another picture that is for Jesus.
所以我们这边看到另外一个图画，就是耶稣的图画。
Was he a strong one?
他这些从这些话里，你觉得他是不是一个很坚强的一个人
？Was he?
是不是
？Not at all, right?
好像不是哎。
He's over here stated like deeply distressed and troubled.
这里讲三十三节说他就惊恐起来，极其难过。
And also he requests them to sit there while he pray. He need company.
然后耶稣说，我心里忧伤几乎要死，你们在这里等候警醒。耶稣也需要有人陪的。
And he even mentioned that my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow.
然后讲的就是说我的灵魂，我的心里是就是充满了忧伤，几乎要死。
Even to the point of death.
几乎要死。
When a person gets close to the point of death, usually that's useless.
当一个人濒临死境的时候，他是一个很没有用的人。Okay.
And actually, through the 3.5 years journey, the disciple never ever seen Jesus like this.
Okay, 在门徒跟随耶稣的三年半之中，我相信他们没有见过耶稣像现在这个样子。
When we see a country, they got a leader is a dictator, and rule the country for many many years.
当我们看到一个国家，如果他是一个独裁统治的一个国家，这个独裁者，他们看到的就是一个独裁的样子。
And we have seen that once the dictator died, the response from all the country people is overwhelmed.
然后我们看到，就是当一个独裁者死的时候，这个举国的这个反应是非常强烈的。
All the people didn't know which way to go.
这些人就好像不知道要跟从谁了，就是没头了，没一个领导。
Because usually we know just follow that dictator, then everything should be okay.
因为他们已经习惯于就是一直跟随这个领导，然后只要跟随这个领袖，我们就万事 okay.
But once that dictator died, they find that there is no way to go.
一旦这个伟大的领袖死的时候，他们就觉得好像不知道要去哪里。
And they followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
那这些门徒跟随耶稣已经有三年半之久了。
All of a sudden, appeared in front of them, this is the Jesus that we follow for 3.5 years.
突然之间，这个我们已经跟随三年半之久的这个老师耶稣，怎么变成这个样子呢
？As a matter of fact, Hebrew.The book of Hebrews stated that the state's situation.
那希伯来书把这个当时情况描写得非常的详尽。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petition with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
耶稣基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭、流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚顺服蒙了应允。
Jesus cried in front of his disciples.
耶稣在门徒面前痛哭哎，哀哭哎。
And he cried loudly.
而且很大声哎。
Have you ever seen a man, a macho man, cry loudly?
你有没有看到一个所谓的铁汉在那边流泪，而且哭得非常大声呢
？If you have ever seen, could you raise your hand? Have you ever seen a man cry loudly?
有没有看到一个大男人在那边痛哭流涕的
？One.
How about yourself?
If a man cry in front of people, usually people will regard that man is what?A weakness, right?
所谓的男儿有泪不轻弹呐。如果你在人的面前流泪的话，人家会认为你这个男人就是没有男子汉，没有这个气概。
So now we can compare Peter and Jesus.
所以我们现在把耶稣跟彼得来做一个对比。
Who is the strong one?
谁是这个这个强人
？Who is the weak one?
谁是这个软弱的
？So apparently, the definition of strong and weak.Probably not just on superficial view.
很显然的，所谓谁是强者，谁是弱者，并不是看表面的。
We got 36 teeth in our mouth.
我们每个人应该都有36个牙齿。
Am I right?
对不对？有人没有
？32.
Okay. 一般人大概应该有36个牙齿。
But we got one tongue, right?
但是只有一个舌头。
Which one is stronger?
哪一个是比较强壮的，健比较强硬的
？Which one always got bit?
哪一个是往往被咬到的
？That is our tongue, right?、
Okay.
So it's weaker. That's our tongue.
所以我们的舌头是比较软弱的，对不对
？But after you get to 50 or 60 years old, then you check around. Where are those strong ones go?
所以当你把你的牙齿用过大概五六十年以后，你看看哪一个是强的
？Who still stay？
哪一个还在的
？You may say I got denture, but that is false one.
他说：“但是我有假的牙齿啊，不那是假的呀。
”So when you see Peter and Jesus, maybe you got the impression that, oh, Peter, I admire you. You dare even talk about your death. You're willing to die for Jesus.
所以当你看到耶稣跟彼得来对比的时候，你说哇，彼得你真的是有这么豪气万丈，你居然敢说你会要为耶稣而死。Okay,
let's continue verse 35. Let's go together. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him.
所以他就稍往前去，俯伏在地，祷告说：“倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。”
Abba, Father, he said, "Everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will."
他说：“阿爸，父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思。”只要从你的意思。
Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, "Are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour?"
耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“西门，你睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗
？”See, Jesus seems very weak at that moment.
在那个时刻，耶稣看起来好像是那个弱者。
Maybe in your lifetime, you encounter some situation that you don't think you can make it.
也许在你的生命中，你就经历过一些事情，你当时觉得你是过不去了。
Maybe even overwhelmed with sorrow.
甚至到一种悲哀，被这个悲哀大大的这个包围住。
Some even get to the point of death.
甚至你觉得你是活不下去了。
And you feel panic.
然后你非常的惊慌。
And you don't know what to do.
你不知道你要做什么，何去何从。
Jesus got into that situation.
耶稣就是遇到这样一个境况。
And now we're going to see, under that circumstance, what he's going to do.
所以我们看到在那种情况之下，耶稣是怎么做的。
He came and he fell to the ground.
他就往稍往前去，俯伏在地。
This is a one way to pray.
这是一种祷告的方式。
Because he is helpless, he's so weak, so he fell his whole body on the ground.
因为这时候他是完全是无辜，无助，他觉得非常无助，所以他整个人就匍匐在地。
I try to imagine that maybe he put his two hands in the front, so his head may lay on the ground.
我常常会想这是一个什么样的情况，很可能他是把手放在头的前面，然后头可以这样子就在这个手的上面。
And he is begging.
他是在那边哀求。
That if possible, the hour might pass from him.
如果可能，让我这个时间这个时刻可以过去。
So that moment is he scared to death.
所以这个时刻对他来说是一个怕得要死的时刻。
And he started to call our heavenly Father, say, Abba, Father.
然后他就开始呼求我们的阿爸父。
See, Abba actually is a little child calling his daddy.
所以这就像一个小孩子呼喊他的爸爸一样，说daddy, daddy, 爸爸，爸爸。
I don't think any father that will refuse or reject your little baby, your little kids coming to call you daddy, daddy.
我想一个做父亲的是非常难拒绝当你的孩子那么用他的那个小小的声音喊你说爸爸爸爸爸爸的时候。
And this is a 30 years old Jesus.
那我们这里不是一个小孩，这是一个30岁的一个成年人。
And he begging, Daddy, please.
他这里像一个小孩子这样呼喊 Daddy, Daddy.
And he even mentioned that everything is possible for you, Daddy.
甚至讲到说爸爸啊你是万事都能的呀。
And please take this cup from me.
求你把这个杯从我身上拿去吧，撤去吧。
So that when that moment comes, then he need to face that cup.
当他要面对那个时刻的时候，他必须要面对那个苦杯。
And some Bible interpreter mentioned about after he said take up this cup from me,Then there is a time pause over that period.
有些解经家说，在这个当他提到这个把这个杯撤去以后，中间有一段沉默的时间。
Take this cup from me.
求你将这杯撤去。
Because this cup is so much fear overwhelmed in Jesus.
因为这个苦杯实在是。太沉重了，太惧怕的一件事情。
What is this cup?
这是什么样的一个杯，让耶稣这么的惊恐呢？
Almighty God, that he fear about this cup.
我们一个伟大的神，他居然怕这样一个杯子，这是什么样的一个杯子呢？
Could it be possible that he is so much afraid of the crucifixion on the cross?
有可能是因为他怕钉十字架的那个痛吗？
Because so much suffering on the cross.
因为我们知道钉十字架是一个非常痛苦的一件事情。
Is it the reason that he cried out that not let me go to the cross?
是因为这个原因他在呼喊说求你将这杯撤去吗？
Or maybe his disciple gonna fall away from him.
或者是因为他知道他门徒将会逃跑，丢弃他。
And he is afraid about this.
他是对这件事情是有些担心的。
And we need to learn that from right after the Lord's Supper, Jesus never ever performed any miracle.
那我们记得，就是耶稣在他们吃过这个最后的晚餐以后，耶稣没有再行使任何一个奇迹。
Except one.
只有一个。
When Peter pulled out a knife and cut off one of the priest's servant's ear.
只有就是当彼得拔刀出鞘，把那个大祭司的仆人耳朵给砍下来的时候。
He healed that servant.
耶稣把他的耳朵给治好了。
He performed one miracle, but not for himself, but for that poor servant.
然后他这个奇迹不是为了他自己，是为了这个大祭司的仆人。
So we need to see that picture. The Son of God, he gave up everything, the privilege as a Son of God.
那我们必须要看这样一个景象，就是这个神的儿子，他放弃了所有神的儿子的一切的荣耀。
He only present himself Son of Man.
然后他在众人面前是自称为是人子，不是神子。
So Son of Man cannot handle the situation that coming to him.
所以当你是人子的话，就是在这种境情况之中，你是没有办法自救，没有办法自己去处理的。
And he said, "Take this cup from me."
所以他是以人子的身份说，求你将这个杯撤去。
And then he said, "Yet not what I will, but what you will."
但是他最后说的是，不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
So if we only explain that he is concerned or worried about crucifixion, that doesn't make sense.
如果我们只是以这个他害怕上十字架的这个观点来看的话，这句话就不没有道理的，对不对？
His concern actually is that cup is the separation from the Father.
其实这个所谓的苦杯，就是让耶稣非常惧怕的这个杯，就是他要与神要隔离了。
That separation that he is incapable to handle.
这样一个与神隔离的这个事情，耶稣是没有办法能够接受处理的，没有办法接受的。
So we were so much amazed that the people in this world reject God.
所以我们有时候觉得很惊讶，为什么很多这世上很多人居然拒绝神呢？
I think they believe they are stronger than Jesus.
我想很多人认为他们比耶稣还要更强壮，更有力。
They believe they can handle separated from God Father.
他们大概认为他们对与神隔离这件事他们是可以承担的。
Maybe a little bit suffering.
也许就是受一点点苦嘛。
Maybe a little bit pain.
有点这个痛一下那个痛一下。
But for such a macho person, I can handle it.
但是我这个男子汉大丈夫啊，有什么不能承担的呢？
But for Jesus, he couldn't handle it anymore.
那耶稣因为他软弱啊，所以他不能够担当啊，没有担当啊。
That's why he cried to the Father, say, "Please take this cup from me."
所以他才会在那边哭求说，求你将这杯撤去。
And I mentioned about there is a pause. Actually, when Jesus prayed, he wanted to find out what Father said.
我刚刚讲的，就是我刚刚在这个求耶稣说完，求你不要从，求你将这杯撤去的以后，我们有一个稍微有一个沉默的时间。
Now we need to think about our prayer.
然后这个时候耶稣一定是在祷告的。那我们想想看，我们的祷告。
The way we pray, actually, you will find out that our prayer is, it's like go all the way and then finally say Amen.
其实我们的祷告常常是一直上达天庭，一直往上冲的，然后最后冲完了，讲完了，通通讲完了，才说一个 Amen.
Because we don't even provide a pause, allow God to speak to us.
我们中间没有一个所谓的沉默的时间，让神能够跟我们讲话。
If a person come to you and talk to you all the way, and then after his conversation finished, and then he just walk away, would that be a little bit rude?
如果有一个人跟你走到面前，然后讲了一大堆话，然后讲完了转头就走，你觉得那个是不是很没有礼貌的一个人
？Jesus brought his petition to the Father.
耶稣把他的请求送到用祷告送到神的面前。
Take this cup from me.
求你将这杯撤去。
And then he wait.
然后他就等。
And he wait.
他等。
And then he start to realize Father's will.
然后他就明白神父亲的旨意是什么。
Father said no.
父亲旨意是什么？就是 no.
I'm not going to take this cup from you.
我不要把这个杯撤去。
And then he said, Yet not what I will, but what you will.
然后耶稣就说，不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Once he got the answer, then that's the end of the prayer.
一旦他得到神的旨意，明白神的答案以后，这个祷告就已经结束了。
Then he returned to his disciples.
然后他就回到门徒那里去。
And they found, he found them sleeping.
然后就看到他们在那边沉睡。
And one of them must be that Peter.
中间一定有一个是彼得了。
That strong person.
那个就是很强壮的，强悍，铁汉。
I will not.
我绝不会。
Now he's sleeping.
现在在睡觉。
See, now we roll back to the Roman we have talked about.
我们再回去看罗马书，我们刚看了罗马书。
It's not depend on man's will, but God's mercy.
所以不在乎那个人的定义，而是怎么样，在乎这个发怜悯的神。
So this verse actually is talking about if you want to go enter spiritual domain into the spirituality, that is totally based on God's mercy, but not by man's will.
这里主要讲就是说，当你要进入一个灵的灵界的时候，这个时候就是不是靠你自己的魂了，完全是靠神的旨、神的怜悯、神的灵。
So we learn that man we got spirit, soul and body.
我们知道人有灵魂体。
You can get the full function of your soul.
你可以你的灵里面你可以一切都运行自如。
But you only allow to function at the soul dimension.
但是你只能在魂的那个领域中可以运行。
Don't even think about that you can operate your soul and into or enter the spirit level.
所以不要想的话，你可以从你的魂的那个领域一下就进入所谓灵的魂灵的那个领域里。
Because we nowadays intellectual, we really focus on our soul, especially on our mind. Then later.The mind becomes the leader of ourselves.
因为我们这些所谓的高知识时代的人，我们所谓有这个高等教育的人，我们常常是以这个魂来领导，然后这个魂就变成我们的心，我们的心
领袖。
领袖。
So we thought that if my mind agree, then that should be right, and if my mind disagree, then that's wrong.
所以我们想的是，如果我的心想的是想的事情就应该是同意的话就是对的，如果我们心里想的事情我们不同心里不同意的话就是不对的。
If at that time maybe Peter's mind will say, well, you don't necessarily go to the cross, you still can continue to perform miracle and bring a lot of people
for the gospel. 那个时候也许彼得他心里就想这个说，你不一定要去上十字架，你还是可以行很多神迹奇事，你还可以把你很多福音传给很多人，你不要上十字架。他心里这个这样想的话，他就觉得他这个就是对的。
But Jesus is not based on human mind decision.
但是耶稣他是不是跟从或者限制于人的思想的领域。
He based on what the Father said.
他是根据父神怎么说的。
So we need to regard what the Scripture said is in the spirit level.
所以我们看到这个圣经讲的都是有关于在灵的这个领域。
If we try to 100% rationalize what the Scripture said, then you may exceed your capability.
如果我们想要把圣经讲的话动用我们的所谓的心来理智给它想一遍的话，很抱歉，你已经超越你所能的范围了。
So actually, from the very beginning, Jesus only followed one thing, very simple, is because the scripture said, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
所以耶稣从头到尾很简单，根据的就是这一句话，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。
So you, that means Father, you definitely going to strike me.
然后这里说父神，你是一定是要击打我这个牧人的。
And this is done deal.
这个是没什么好说的，这已经是一定的事情要发生的。
So to allow the word of God become real, all I need is I need to trust and put my faith in your word.
So, 要 将这个神的话实现的话，就是我一定要相信你，把我的信心摆上，然后就是顺服跟从。
And allow your word to become fulfilled. I am incapable.
如果想要把你的话能够实现的话，靠我是做不出来的，做不到的。
Therefore, I need to pray.
所以我需要祷告。
Because Father, you said this. This will be accomplished. Then I cannot handle it. I am not able to handle it. So I pray that you will give me the strength so I will be able to follow your instruction.
因为神已经把话讲明白了，要这个事情要实现的，但是靠我的话我是做不到的，所以我必须要祷告，然后靠神来做成这件事情。
And that is why Jesus, he turned out everything is quite different from the world view.
所以耶稣的所做的一切事情都是跟我们属世的，都是完全是相反的，都是不一样的。
But nowadays we know it turned out whatever Jesus had done, we receive that salvation for eternity.
那我们现在就知道了，耶稣当年所做所为的事情，就是我们今天能够得到这个救恩 的理由。
Okay, we move to the next. And he, verse 38, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
38节我们一起念好不好？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Over here mentioned about the spirit and the body.
这里提到灵跟体。
And Jesus mentioned about your spirit is willing, but your body is weak.
这里说你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
And what is the, how to distinguish strong and weak?
I'm sorry.
How do you find out the difference about strong and weak?
Okay. 你们知道这个所谓的强固跟软弱的分别吗？
As a matter of fact, our body may be the strongest.
我们的肉体也许是最强壮的。
I can lift some weight.
我可以提重的东西。
I can do something that I want.
我可以做很多我要做的事情。
But,Then should be saying, my body is stronger than my soul, and my soul may be stronger than my spirit.
所以我们常认为说，我们的肉体，我们的身体比我们的灵魂要强壮，我们的魂要比我们的灵要强壮。
But this is a superficial observation.
但是这个是一个很肤浅的一种观察法。
Actually, from God's point of view, strong and weak is based on whether you will follow Father's will.If you can follow Father's will, that is called strong. And if you cannot follow or obey Father's will, that's called weak.
但是在神眼里，什么叫做强壮，什么叫做软弱，主要是看你能不能够顺从跟从神的旨意，父神的旨意。如果你能遵从，你就是强壮；你不能遵从，你就是软弱。
So Jesus said, your body is weak.
所以耶稣说你的肉体软弱。
Because your body cannot follow Father's will.
因为你的肉体没有办法去遵循神的旨意。
Your body cannot. I'm sorry. Your body is so strong that you cannot follow God's will because the body say, "I'm tired. I want to go to sleep," and I go to sleep.
因为你的身体其实它就是能够控制你，就是控制你的魂。然后当他说他要睡觉休息的时候，你就非得跟着他去睡觉。所以其实你的身体。是在控制你。
That's why Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
所以这里讲说，你们心里固然愿意，身肉体却软弱了。
Peter seems he a strong one.
彼得在这里好像说他是一个很强的一个人。
He even talk as a strong person.
讲话就是讲了一个很铁汉的那个话。
But he cannot follow God's will.
但是他没有办法遵从神的旨意。
But Jesus look at him, he seems very, very weak.
他耶稣看他，觉得他是一个很软弱啊，在睡觉了。
He knew he couldn't make it.
他知道他撑不过来。
But he still followed God's will.
但是他还是遵从神的旨意。
And then there is a secret.
这个秘诀在哪里？
He knew he could not make it, but he prayed.
秘诀就是他知道他撑不过来，但是他祷告。
He asked the Father to fulfill your will. You will supply me the power.
神啊，你求你让我能够完成你的旨意，然后求你给我力量。
Maybe you run into some tough situation nowadays.
也许你今天就有一些很困难的境遇事情。
Which will you will choose?
哪一种旨意你会跟从呢？
Your will or God's will?
你的意思还是神的意思？
If you pick up your will, then you need to use the full function of your own soul and body.
如果你是跟从你的旨意的话，你就必须要把你的身体跟这个灵跟这个魂都尽量的摆上。
But if you pick up Father's will, then you immediately realize that you cannot follow His will.
但是你如果跟从神的旨意的话，你马上就知道说你没有办法，靠你自己是做不到的。
You need God's help.
你需要神的帮助。
And you need to pray.
你必须要祷告。
And because that will is a Father's will, He definitely will supply you with the power that you needed.
因为这是神的旨意，所以他一定会赐下能力来帮助你能够实践他的旨意。
But if you insist your own will, then there's no supply from above.
所以如果你是存着自己的意志去走的话，那当然是没有天上没有能力下来帮你的忙。
So that will make a two different direction that you can see the Peter. He said he never disowned Jesus, but now he slept.
所以我们看到这个结果就完全不一样。我们看到彼得说：“我绝不会背弃你，绝不会抛弃你。”结果现在怎么样？睡觉。
He trust himself.
因为他只相信他自己。
So he need to use up all the resources from him inside.
所以他必须把身体里所有的能量都释放，都用到。
And he can never really enter into the spiritual level.
即使如此，还是不能够进到所谓的灵的领域里面。
But for Jesus, he is so weak. He acknowledged that, and he knew there is the only resource he can get the help is from the Father.
但是再看耶稣，看起来表面他好像很软弱，哀求等等，但是他明白他没有办法做到，所以马上就从神那边来汲取力量。
He cried out to the Father.
他向父神哀求。
He begging him.
他求。
And that make a totally difference. Nowadays, what he has done at that moment in Gethsemane, now today we receive the benefit.
所以我们看到多么大的不同的结果。耶稣当年在客西马尼园的祷告，就是我们今天得到的救恩。
So that's why Jesus said, "Watch and pray."
所以耶稣说要警醒祷告。
If a person realizes God's will, he will become the person always need to pray.
如果人想要遵从神的旨意的话，他应该是一个经常祷告的人。
If you don't pray, actually you should realize you don't do God's will.
如果你不祷告的话，很抱歉，你大概你我想你做不到神。
Because you can make it many many things, but that is not God's will.
你可能做了很多很多事情，但是大概都不是神要你做的事。
So.People come to me and tell me that, oh, God gave me the instruction. This is His will. I listen and listen. I just want to find out whether you pray sincerely.
很多人来告诉我说，哎，这个牧师啊，你看，这就是神国的旨意，神要我做这个做那个。然后我第一件想到的事情就是说，你有没有在神里面迫切的祷告呢？
Because once you find out God's will, immediately you find out I'm not able. I'm incapable.
所以当你知道神的旨意，你马上就知道你能不能做这件事。
And over here, try to show us a picture is Jesus, he is so powerful, and he is capable, and he can even bring the dead to rise, but confront with that cup, he found himself incapable.
所以我们看到耶稣是这么一个有大能力的人，他可以甚至把人从死里复活的一个人，但是当他面对这个杯的时候，他变成这么的无助。
So we need to think about a capable person run into a situation that he cannot handle, then that must be a very, very tough situation.
所以我们看到这个一个这么有能力的人遇到这样一个他没有办法应付的这个境事情的时候，这是一定是非常非常困难的一件事情。
So maybe in our life, you run into some situation you thought, I'm not going to make it.
所以也许你们各位现在就是遇到一些事情，你觉得我哎呀撑不过了，没办法了。
Then you pick up the situation of yours compared to Jesus.
你把你的境遇情况跟耶稣的情况相比一下。
He is capable.
他能啊，他就能过。
All the time.
一直都是有能力的。
But now he ran into that situation. So that difficulty is totally beyond your situation.
所以他遇到这个情况，他都没办法觉得 无能为力的事，可见这是多大多么困难的一个情况。
And the only way for him to get out of there is to pray to Father.
唯一让他能够脱离这个困境的，就是向神祷告。
And next time we will run into Peter. He actually denied Jesus, disowned Jesus three times.
那我们接下来下一次，我们就要看到彼得是如何的三次不认主。
So we encourage people to pray, or even sometimes I will ask if you have prayer requests, raise your hand. Most of the time, I only saw a sister raise their hands.
所以有时候我会跟呼召说，你们有需要祷告的，有没有什么需要牧师给你祷告？我经常看的就是一些姐妹们举手。
Very rare, some brothers will raise their hand.
弟兄好像不太愿意举手哈，太谦虚了。
Are you a macho person?
你是不是所谓的男子汉大丈夫啊？
这个手举不起来啊。Are you sure you are so strong?
你是不是就是强到一个地步，你这个手就是不需要神的帮助吗？手举不起来吗？
Or you are not running on the course of God's will.
或者是你觉得没有什么困难，是不是因为你没有走在神的道路上呢？
For Jesus, Almighty, he felt no shame to cry out to the Father.
耶稣这样一个全能大能的者，他向神求的时候，他一点都不会觉得羞愧。
What holds you not to pray?
是什么让你觉得这个祷告不出来呢？
Because of your face?
是因为面子问题吗？
Or your pride?
或者你的心里的骄傲呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。